breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Are you okay?
I just read this article.
Should we mark this down in the history books?
It screams, it's not you, it's me. Taco Bell just said that to me in uncertain terms, and they've got new food menu items out, and I am devastated because I can't eat them.
Okay,
I can eat them, but it's not going to end well for me.
In case you've missed out, we found out that our boy Evan is allergic to certain fried chicken.
It's fried chicken of certain brands. I don't know what the problem is. I just can't eat it. It gives
you
me
get
a
so
stupid
sick.
Migraine, and I start vomiting everywhere and sweating, and it's just not fun.
But wait.
But the chicken tastes so good, and it's Taco Bell. They've got new chicken strips. They're like the chicken nuggets, but they're full chicken
strips. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
They've got a crispy chicken taco, where it's just chicken strips in a taco with what's on it. Purple cabbage, lettuce, pico de gallo, and cheddar cheese.
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Thank you.
Is that happy? And then they've got a burrito, which has two crispy chicken strips, a tortilla with cabbage, lettuce, and pico de gallo, and cheese.
And
these
all
sound great. These all sound fantastic.
Are you okay?
I'm going to need a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Taco Bell, look at what you're doing to my friend.
Can I get the show
That's
off
not
for the
nice.
Day?
No, but I'm not going to lie, though. I am so ready to try this.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so this whole weight loss journey thing hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real. I want to punch you in the throat.
Look, I'm not trying hard.
Evan lost all this weight so fast.
Here's
the
truth.
And I'm sitting here going, ah!
I was in the middle of gaining weight, and then I cut back on how much I was eating, and now I'm just losing all that weight that I was slowly adding on.
Okay, that's fair. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm going to do, if people give me advice, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Don Jackson gave me the best piece of advice lately. He's the sports massage therapist.
He
goes, I highly encourage you to drop soda. He was telling me how, I drink Coke Zero. And I was like, yeah, but it's Coke Zero. He's like, baby, your body doesn't know the difference. You know? So I'm sitting here going, okay, I will always listen to advice that's thrown my way from people that have done it better and before me. And then I saw this and I saw, oh my gosh. So a study just found that drinking sugar is worse than eating it. And this all comes down to how our body processes food, right? Versus liquids. But even if it's the same amount of sugar, like soda is more likely to give you diabetes than candy bars.
Wow.
Right? So keep in mind, this guy Don told me this. You know, several days before I saw this article. Oh, also, can I throw you one more?
Yes.
This is Gym Rat News. This new study found that if you're trying to lose weight, you should do cardio after you lift. Like, I've always been told, do your cardio first, right? Do your cardio as your warm-up. Warm up your muscles. Warm up. Hey, they said weightlifting followed by cardio works better.
I've accidentally been doing it perfect then, because what I do, 5-minute treadmill warm-up. First, a little cardio, a little warm-up, then actually go hit the machines and the weights, and then at the end, do 30 minutes of treadmill to wind down.
Are you curious as to the science behind it?
A little.
Okay, because lifting burns all the sugar stored in your muscles, and then your body has to start burning fat to get you through the cardio exercise. That makes sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
All right, so let's drop the sugar. Let's quit drinking our sugar. Let's eat it.
Final question.
And cardio after you lift.
Eating is better for us with sugar. If I just take my Baja Blast, let's say, and turn it into a popsicle and eat it that way.
Why do you always have to
It's not a bad idea. K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
So how this works is you call in 800-9436, and you tell us about anything whatsoever that is making you feel good this morning, and then we all get to celebrate it together. Sounds easy enough, right? We don't care how big, we don't care how small, we just want to hear what's making you feel good. 800-9436.
Pat, what is making you feel good this morning?
Well, I just received my marriage band from Shreveport, and it was made by a cop. Shout out to Brad. It's handmade, too.
We know that guy, Brad Sotak.
Yeah.
He does the,
yes.
So I know of him because he was making those rings for Mudbug hockey players with puck
in them.
Yeah,
those were awesome.
So, okay, epic. Now we got to go in there and back.
Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Ariel Winter from Modern Family, She dressed up like a 12-year-old girl in order to help a YouTube docuseries catch a child predator.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about these YouTube series before.
Here's the craziest part, though.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask Ariel, like, dude, how are you going to be able to pull off being a 12-year-old girl, like, you know, like predators that just... This girl says, quote, I am familiar with male predators because I worked in Hollywood at a young age, unquote. That is the most shocking part about this whole thing.
Is it that shocking?
At first I was shooketh about like, oh, there's a she's posing as a 12-year-old girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I was shooketh that she said this out loud.
Why? There I mean, everyone reason, knows it. Everyone's well aware.
But this solidifies, you know, she like left Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
She's like super smart. She was like, I'm going to go be a scientist somewhere.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Two.
Over the weekend, President Trump held a giant parade to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Army and also his own birthday, which happened to be yesterday. But at the same time, in over 180 cities across the U.S., there were no kings protests, counter protests claiming that Trump is taking things too far by having a multi-million dollar military parade. He's kind of calling himself a king. Just a lot of dislike for the president in general.
I drove past the one at Caddo Courthouse.
Yes, I was about to say, we had one locally here. A lot of people showed up.
Dude, okay. My number may be way off.
Okay.
At least 1,000 people.
I'd believe it. I've seen some pictures.
I'm telling you, I may be way off, and somebody's probably going to call in and be like, Chica, you're an idiot. But I drove past several times because I had a wedding downtown,
mm-hmm.
and I swear there was at least 1,000 people there.
There was not a single state this weekend that wasn't protest. Crazy to see.
Three.
All right, you remember how you brought this up, and I told you, you're overreacting, stop. I'm kind of like Free Britney about Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
I just said that I'm worried about, like, this dude seems like he's about to snap at any moment now.
You ain't wrong, hustler. Justin Bieber got into it with a paparazzi photographer who was filming him. This happened Thursday night. He said, okay. quote, stop provoking me. I'm not to be effed with, unquote.
Ooh, okay.
And then he like just uploaded a bunch of like text messages in between him and an ex-best friend. And like, I don't know, like it seems like everything's falling apart for him.
Oh boy.
I'd say go to church, but the last church he was a part of was in huge drama. So I don't know what to say. Justin, baby, I need you to go to therapy.
Just go away for a little bit. Find a normal life.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Natalie in Shreveport, welcome to group therapy. What's going on in your world?
Oh, well, I can use your help on this little thing. I have a pool, okay, and I don't mind sharing my pool. I have two kids, they have friends, and I said, sure, invite the moms over with the kids.
Nice.
And so yeah, it's nice. You know where your kids are. Everybody can relax like that. And, you know, I consider these people to be my friends until, I wear a two-piece. Now, I'm not all that, but I'm okay. They were just giving me the stink eye, like when I walked out, like, how dare I wear that bathing suit kind of look. And then, you know, I go to get some tea, and while I'm in the kitchen, somebody calls me on my phone, and it's one of the moms at the pool to say that I should be concerned about what I wear in front of children.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a little missed at that. Wait a minute. Use my pool all summer. Are you going to tell me how to dress at my house?
Yeah, that's
very offensive. Very.
Hmm.
Okay, so wait. Huh? I do have to know, and I hate to be that person. The bikini in question.
Uh-huh.
Is it pretty bad? Is it revealing? Are we showing more than...
I've got to tell you, be honest with you. The girls wear less than I do. You know,
okay.
Mine is it's a moderate bikini. It's not over the top. It's not a thong. It's moderate.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, let's see what other people think, because I, as a man, I don't want to, you know, step on any toes. So 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. What do you think?
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-7623. What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Natalie on the big couch right now. She is upset because she invited her neighbors, everyone over, for a nice pool party. And all of a a sudden, she's hearing her neighbor say, like, you can't wear that around the kids.
Well, I mean, come on. Okay, let's back up. 13-year-old kid, 13-year-old son, he brings his friends over all the time. And they all come over and swim. Obviously, they're the house with the pool. Natalie says that she gets basically taken aside by a mom, which is the neighbor, and goes, should you really be wearing that? You're going to ask me what I should... Now, I do, like, before we go to get all the advice, this is what perplexes me.
Right.
You are allowing yourself to be bullied in your own home. I get it. When we were younger, I mean, you can get bullied anywhere, right? But in my own home, I'm going to allow you to bully me?
I mean, it's simple as you just tell that mom, hey, you and your kid aren't allowed in my pool anymore.
Like, if you're gonna get lost, mean to me, bro. I mean, like, for real. Like, I'm sorry. Go clutch your pearls somewhere else, lady.
Sarah in Bossier, what's your advice in group therapy this morning?
Yeah, I mean, that's her pool. She can do whatever she wants in there. Like, she's allowed to get her tan. She's allowed to wear her bikini. Like,
even around the 13, 14-year-old boys.
Listen, if someone's telling her not to do that, like, that's their problem. I mean, like, this mom is not telling those boys to, like, not look, and it's not telling their daughters, those mom's daughters, to, like, not dress a certain way. Like, it's her life. She can do whatever she wants. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's her house.
It's unfair to single someone out. I don't know what else everyone else was wearing, but there's a point to be made there.
Okay, Damon in Bossier, what's your best piece of advice here?
My best piece of advice is to be careful when you're dealing with these 13, 14-year-old boys. Because I was a 13, 14-year-old boy, and I'm telling you, they got imagination. It don't matter if you're wearing a full cover-up or one piece or two piece or a string. I'm telling you, be safe. Don't worry about it. Do your thing. They just going to be themselves. Because you know what they're doing in there.
I mean, boys will be boys.
Exactly.
Natalie, you've heard all of the advice in group therapy now. What do you think you're going to do?
Well, you know what? This is ridiculous. I have a very nice pool. I'm a very nice host. And if they find what I wear offensive, which I don't, and it's my pool, hello people, we're in water. Okay, I'm not going to let them bully or shame me to feel bad about myself. You know what? If they have a problem with me, they can go get their own pool. How about that?
You know what? I like the attitude.
If you have peanut allergies, be careful when you tune in to Chica and Emmett in the morning. They're nuts. Mornings from 6 to 10 on
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Emmett in the morning.
It's time!
You are way too excited.
Yes! Well, me and the rest of the Arklatex, homie. The biggest, baddest, most, I think most epic thing that has happened to Shreveport Bossier.
It is worth celebrating. I am excited.
You gotta understand, I've been here 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never witnessed anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. We're talking about Chasing Aces, and we brought in local celebrity. They call you the crayon guy behind your back. Not that he eats crayons,
but
they
say in the Marine Corps, we eat crayons.
Well, okay, so Chasing Aces, I had no idea. You were coming back from a golf trip.
Yeah.
And you got some crayons and you drew out Chasing Aces on an airplane?
Well, it's something. The story, the legend keeps going. Actually, my wife got those crayons for me, and I drew them at home. But the thought and the idea started on a golf trip, coming back, and I did a business plan on the way home. And when I got home, I said, will you go get me this? And she brought me crayons, which is fitting for me being a Marine.
Okay, well, there we go. We love it. So, obviously, you got a busy day today. You guys open up in a few hours. If somebody's like, hey, I've been dying to go, I've been seeing the photos, what is the best way for somebody to be able to get, because it's reserve, yes, walk-ins welcome, but I've been hearing from everybody, just get a reservation, that's easier.
Yeah, reservation is not required, but it is appreciated.
Cool.
But if you walk up, we're going to see you.
Okay.
We're going to try to make sure we accommodate anybody that walks up. You can get the app now.
You guys have an app?
Yeah, we have an app on the App Store.
There's an app for everything. Yeah. What's the app? Do I just type in Chasing Aces?
Chasing Aces. It'll come up. You'll see our icon, logo on the icon.
Beautiful.
And download the app, and you can make reservations through the app. You can also get rewards through the app.
Ooh. Come on.
You want to get free play?
Absolutely.
You get into a putting tournament for free?
For free?
For free?
Let's go. John, yeah. We appreciate you always making time for us. Thank you so much. Yeah, Chasing Aces opens up to...
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
You.
Huh?
You, Evan, you.
What I
remember when I said I was going to become a matchmaker and you're like, oh, I don't think there's a market for that. That's what you sounded like to me.
I guess I do, vaguely. We have a lot of conversations that kind of go that way.
I feel like you poo-poo on all my dreams.
No, I just like being a little realistic. Because, look, it's the stated goal of the show is to be as unrealistic and as delusional as possible at times. And sometimes you maybe take it a little too far.
Well, I hope that you feel the hate that I have right now.
Okay.
Because here I was daydreaming, thinking, guys, I'm onto something. I think I just built, like, the most successful potential business idea of all time, being a matchmaker in the Arklatex.
How many rich matchmakers do you know?
Did you see the hottest movie in America right now?
Oh, a movie.
The Materialist, Dakota Johnson.
Uh-huh.
She plays Lucy, a successful Manhattan matchmaker.
Okay.
And she's basically like helping out all the wealthy that have become a little cynical about true love.
Mm.
But here's the deal. She's in a love triangle with Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans. Both of them.
Okay.
Captain America.
Are they in a love triangle with each other too, or is it only towards her?
No. Both Pedro and Chris are like have the hots for Dakota.
But do they have the hots for each other?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It needs to be a full triangle.
Yeah,
triangle.
Okay, see, I love how you're like, I want to add extra drama to it. Quit. The drama is on us right now. The drama is on, I'm over here telling you about a genius story. By the way, if you've seen the movie, do not ruin it for me. Please don't. Because I'm going to go tonight.
Right.
I'm going to be tinseltowning it. I don't know where I'm going. But
I want to get back to the point. Your point is, because this movie exists, it proves that you should be a matchmaker.
Now I'm way behind. There's no way I could do it. Because somebody out there took my idea. I know it. Somebody in the SBC said, Chica's kind of onto something. Good thing Evan poo-pooed that.
No.
And now if I were to go and be like, hey, guys, I'm your certified matchmaker. Yes, I DJ weddings. But let me get you to the wedding type thing.
You don't know for a fact that's happened yet, so you could still do it if you want, but clearly you haven't done it, which to me says you are listening to me and realize that on a certain level I am being more rational than you.
894-36. Would you pay for a matchmaker? Okay, I'm bringing this back. Do you think I have a solid business idea? Not a business plan. Business idea.
She's going to try and take your money to start a business plan. Do not listen.
GoFundMe. We're going to start this.
One more time. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so I shared with you that I want to go to Minden and stay at one of the villas, the Spanish Court.
Oh, yeah, those are
just
cool.
Just kind of unplug and... You said, yeah, that's cool, but what are you going to do in Minden?
Okay, before you had revealed the villa part, I thought you were just going to Minden for, like, a fun day. And
I am.
I'm not denying that.
Okay,
but
so
without
Minden,
the villa part.
Minden has been named by Southern Living,
right,
one of the friendliest cities in America, without Travel and Leisure. Okay, and they got that. And then you got to think about Southern Living was like, this is an antique paradise. Who loves antiquing?
Me and my girlfriend, yes.
Okay, exactly. Hear ye. A most grand proclamation, a.k.a. word got out that you were talking crap, by solemn decree and upon the gracious behalf of the esteemed Lord Sarah McDaniel, I, the humble announcer of the court, do hereby extend a most heartfelt and sincere invitation unto His Grace, Duke Evan, and His Most
Luminous
Consort, Her Grace, the Duchess. Okay, basically...
Not Duke or Duchess of anything, so...
Lord Sarah McDaniel...
Horribly failed. I get it, though.
No, she basically said, listen.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't love Minden as much as he's supposed to. She didn't say it that way. You have been invited by the Sarah McDaniel...
Okay.
...to come stay at one of her villas...
Awesome. That'd be
go
fun.
...to go and experience the magic of Minden. She said...
I am down.
...they have all these antiques... They have some of the best food.
I've been to Minden before. I'm not hating on Minden, the city. I love Minden. I have friends from Minden. But I know that growing up a Bossier boy, I'm a little more used to having a bigger city with a lot of stuff. And I've just been to Minden before and found myself a little bored. But you know what? I accept this invitation. I'd be down to try it again.
Do you accept?
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
And
well,
I'd like to extend a heartfelt apology to the people of Minden.
To the people of Minden? Yes.
I did not mean to offend or upset. Mm. I just, it's different to me, you know? I'm still learning these things. We're learning together.
I'm going to put you on a homework assignment when you do go. You have to take pictures of all the cool things you find.
Mm,
all right? We're okay. Putting. We're going to make you put in the work.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
It's time!
You are way too excited.
Yes! Well, me and the rest of the Arklatex, homie. The biggest, baddest, most, I think most epic thing that has happened to Shreveport Bossier.
It is worth celebrating. I am excited.
You got to understand, I've been here 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never witnessed anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. We're talking about Chasing Aces, and we brought in local celebrity. They call you the crayon guy behind your back. Not that he eats crayons,
that's what
but
they say in the Marine Corps, we eat crayons.
Well, okay, so Chasing Aces, I had no idea. You were coming back from a golf trip.
Yeah.
And you got some crayons and you drew out Chasing Aces on an airplane?
Well, it's something. the story, the legend keeps going. Actually, my wife got those crayons for me, and I drew them at home. But the thought and the idea started on a golf trip coming back, and I did a business plan on the way home. And when I got home, I said, will you go get me this? And she brought me crayons, which is fitting for me being a Marine.
Okay, well, there we go. There we go. We love it. So, obviously, you got a busy day today. You guys open up in a few hours. If somebody's like, hey, I've been dying to go. I've been seeing the photos. What is the best way for somebody to be able to get, because it's reserve, yes, walk-in's welcome, but I've been hearing from everybody, just get a reservation, that's easier.
Yeah, reservation is not required, but it is appreciated.
Cool.
But if you walk up, we're going to see you.
Okay.
We're going to try to make sure we accommodate anybody that walks up. You can get the app now.
You guys have an app?
Yeah, we have an app on the App Store.
There's an app for everything. Yeah. What's the app? Do I just type in Chasing Aces?
Chasing Aces, it'll come up. You'll see our icon, logo on the icon.
Beautiful.
And download the app, and you can make reservations through the app. You can also get rewards through the app.
Ooh. Come on.
You want to get free play?
Absolutely.
You get into a putting tournament?
For free? Let's go. John, yeah. We appreciate you always making time for us. Thank you so much. Yeah, Chasing Aces opens up.